Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up. Your favorite girl, Cintron on the fan. Absolute Cintron, the overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. My final show until after the MLB All-Star break. Your favorite Theo needs to hit the reset. That's for damn sure. Please bind the glass. So, if there was ever a time to be happy with a split, it was the New York Yankees against the Tampa Bay Rays. Considering how much they struck out the first three games, how brutal they were, how bad they were offensively, they needed this win yesterday more than anyone. More than anything, it was the biggest win of the season. They beat the Rays 12-4. Now, it wasn't just a win. Again, it was the biggest win of the season. Especially considering it was pitched by Paul Blackburn, a starter, an opener. You didn't have one of your legit starters out there. It was an opener. So you were already behind the eight ball. But the Yankees went out there and smashed the Rays. And it was a little of everything. There was small ball. There was long ball. There was medium ball. There was balls everywhere. And it was in that third inning, down 1-0, where the offense finally woke up in Tampa. Ryan McMahon started it off. Schumann started it off with a double. McMahon brought him in. Wells with a sac fly. Yes, even Austin Wells was involved. He had a home run in this game. Rice with a two-run homer. It didn't look like a homer, but they reviewed it and called it a homer. You take it. It doesn't matter. The way you've been going, you will take it. Dominguez with an infield single, hustling down the first base. I don't know what the Rays were thinking on that one. Bellinger, who's been struggling, with an infield single to follow. And next thing you know, the Yankees are up 6-1 after three innings. Now, things got a little dicey in the bottom of the third. Caminero bases loaded at the plate, and he hits into a double play. And the Rays only end up scoring two in the bottom of the third inning. And like I mentioned, Austin Wells, yes, he finally contributed. Hit a home run. And the Yankees win 12-4 in Tampa. And I know the big, bad, mighty Yankees, their fans, they don't accept splits. 2-2 splits. You want to win the series. That was the goal heading into the series, for sure. Get back on track. But when you struck out 100 times in three games, and the stuff that was going on record-wise, bad records you were breaking. You know, before yesterday's game, 20 straight games of five runs or less. First time that's happened since 1991. 1991 Yankees, well, the documentaries on Peacock, they were abysmal. Prior to the last 3 weeks, the Yankees had the best slugging percentage and most walks. And now, after 3 weeks, the last 3 weeks, they've been at the bottom of those categories. Prior to yesterday's game, 45 Ks and two walks. Struck out 11 times or more, zero walks. First time in Yankee history. This is why I was screaming when Bone said, it's not the approach. Yes, it's the approach. Don't be afraid to bunt the guy over. I know Caballero did that in this series, bunted a couple times. Austin Wells even bunted in the series. Don't be afraid. It doesn't have to be home run or nothing. Now, the Yankees have no problem stealing bases. They're at the top of the league at that. Jason Dominguez in right field was an adventure yesterday. But the Yankees did what they had to do and salvaged the last game. Split. A split with the first place race, which was a must win. Usually with the Yankees, you don't say that. July, right before the All-Star break. But the way things were going, the Rays were red hot. The Yankees were not. And now with one more series to go, before the All-Star break, where the Yankees, hopefully after the break, sooner rather than later, start getting some reinforcements back. Now Giancarlo Stanton had a setback. We don't know when Judge is going to be back. Max Fried should be back after the All-Star break. So you're going to start getting guys back, hopefully. But the main topic, the main chatter will be during All-Star week is how can the Yankees improve this ball club? Many of you have called in and said, I want to fire Boone. That is not happening during the season unless the Yankees lost like 15 in a row. It's the only way I can see that happening. Brian Cashman, he's not going anywhere this season. I heard somebody call in earlier this afternoon saying, you know, I hope the Yankees lose. They don't make the playoffs. So that way they can fire everyone. Another caller said that the Yankees should blow it up. Who cares about making a playoff this year? Blow it up. Have you seen the American League? Why the hell would you want to miss the playoffs? In a weak American League. No. The Rays are the only team above 500 in the East, along with the Yanks. The Guardians and White Sox. The Rangers, Mariners at 500. And that's it. That is it. And you know Brian Cashman is going to be proactive at the deadline. You know he's going to do what he has to do to get more reinforcements in here to bolster the roster. You know he's going to get that done. And let's not forget, if Carlos Grandi is okay, he's going to be up here with the team. That's an arm right there, 102, 103 miles per hour. Most likely out the bullpen. Clark Schmidt on the way back as well. So why would you want to miss the playoffs? Because you want the manager fired? I know we went over this last year. I had Yankee fans saying the same thing. I want to miss the playoffs so Boone could be gone. I want to miss the playoffs so Cashman could be gone. I'm a Mets fan. I just want to make the playoffs. That's all I want. I don't want to be 6,000 games on the 500. I was impressed with the Yankees yesterday. I really was. An opener. Odds already stacked against you. You know, the Rays starting pitcher, Dennis Rasmussen. He's never given up the amount of runs he gave up yesterday versus the Yankees. Never given up more than 4 runs in a game. And they smashed him.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
They did what they had to do. And they looked like they were finally having fun. Ben Rice with 2 homers in his previous 21 games. Ben Rice had 4 home runs in 21 games. And now in his last nine games, he's got 6 homers in 9 games. He's red hot again. And at the right time. Because somebody had to get hot in this lineup. This lineup has been ice cold for a long time. Everyone top to bottom. Paul Goldschmidt finally got a rest. This lineup has been cold, historically bad. Strikeout after strikeout after strikeout, not working the counts. Fans pissed off, and rightfully so. Frustrating to watch this. You start getting flashbacks of what previous postseasons have been like. Home run or nothing, elimination. I do think there's a problem with the approach. There's no way in hell a major league team should have 45 strikeouts to two walks. No way. There's a problem with the approach. So I don't care what Aaron Boone says, who I stand by, that they will never win a World Series with him as the manager. They won't. You can get to one, but win one? No. I don't think he's the guy to take you there, to the championship. Does he have what it takes to outmanage the Dodgers, outmanage the Braves? If it's the Phillies, he's had his share of brain farts that have frustrated Yankee fans. Frustrating to watch. You know, if I have to see Camilo Duvall pitch one more time in the game, I'm going to lose my mind. And I'm tired of hearing how filthy his stuff is. He's lost. He's lost. He might have to get a phantom IL trip. He's just lost. He doesn't know where the ball is going. Even in the blowout game today, yesterday. Didn't even get through his inning pitched. Came back out. Had another pitch clock violation. And you could hear the disgust in Michael Kay's voice and Joe Girardi, who, by the way, if you listen to Joe real closely, sounds like he's angling to get back into the manager position again. A lot of the time, he's disagreeing with Boone. Again, I don't think the Yankees are going to win a World Series with Aaron Boone as the manager. But yesterday's performance was much needed by the Yankees. They needed that. Hedrick came in and cleaned up Duvall's mess. With runners on, he gets two strikeouts in a row. He's been fantastic, inning in two thirds. Jake Bird's another one that's lost. You get a big lead and he walks the first guy. With three games left versus the Nationals, can the Yankees close out the first half strong? Can they sweep the Nationals? It's going to feel like a home game. Can they sweep them? Now, the Nationals are playing great ball. They've been above 500. They're 48-46, 6-4 their last 10. So, they're... You know, there's four teams in the National League East. The Braves, the Phillies, the Marlins, and the Nationals. The Mets are the only team under 500. God, I'm sick of the Mets. And we'll get into them later. You know, there's been talk, the whole talk about, you know, fans chanting certain players' names. Some deserve it, some don't. How it could be just a shot at David Stearns. But the Yankees are the only relevant team in town. Baseball team. The Mets will be relevant in terms of trade deadline. What happens with them? You know, some of you people call up this radio station and the mock trades you have are disgusting. I heard Phil and Howell struck out again with a trade proposal when he wanted to trade for Juan Soto for the Yankees. He mentioned a couple other guys. My phone blew up, and I was trying to sleep. It's a rough night with Gizmo. But Yankee fans, how do you feel watching this game yesterday? Are you feeling a little better? Are you disappointed it was just a split? Or do you just want to get to the All-Star break? Lick your wounds and come out firing. Because you know who you face right after the All-Star break, right? the two-time defending World Series champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. Maybe I make the trip to the Bronx for one of those games.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.